Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And yes, sometimes Salman Rushdie is at the table next to you eating his lunch, or you spot Tina Fey in front of you in a coffee line. So what's your best story of a celebrity encounter? How much did you ask of them? 212-433-WNYC. Jessica in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. And this goes out to my dad. My dad and I were walking around the Central Park Reservoir area, and I talk stream of consciousness a mile a minute. He's a very good listener. And I was moving from subject to subject at random, and then I randomly said, oh, I bet we've passed about 800 celebrities. This is New York City, you know, but nobody cares. New Yorkers don't care. I would never go up to a celebrity. I don't really care about this. And my father said, oh, well, that's interesting, because you and McGregor just jogged past us twice. And the second he said that, I was like, oh, my God, you know, where is he? Where is he? Why didn't you tell me? And, yeah, so it's kind of like an inside joke between us now, and we've actually gone back to that Central Park area kind of like in jest with me with a lightsaber from Toys R Us trying to find him.
So it's easy to keep your cool in theory until it happens.
Yeah, even though I guess I would – I think – from hearing other New Yorkers talk to me, they say that they do inwardly freak out when they see celebrities, but they just keep walking.
Thank you for your call. Phil in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. I ran into Kevin Bacon one day.
And, so wait, from me to you to him, that's only now 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
And obviously he's a very successful and, you know, well-liked actor and well-known actor. But I looked at him, and I knew who he was, but I said, hey, I know you. You're Michael Bacon's, that famous musician, Michael Bacon's brother. And, you know, he chuckled and shook my hand, and, you know, it was just a funny little encounter.
Thank you very much. Also with us on the line now is Sharon Paul from Brooklyn, who has a bit of a knack for finding celebrities and no shortage of photographs of her with famous and even slightly famous people. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. And I understand you're not the type to freeze up when you see someone famous, except in a freeze frame sense. You go right up to them. This is a policy?
I do. Well, the thing is, I've lived in New York my whole life. I've been seeing celebrities all over the place for years. And I'm not a shy person by any means. So if they don't look busy or irritated, I will definitely just walk up to them, introduce myself, tell them I'm a fan of their work, and ask for photographs.
And you have a Facebook photo album with 84 pictures, I understand, of you and celebrities. Who are some of your best catches?
Adam Sandler, Queen Latifah, Matt Damon. Those are some of my big, huge favorites.
And what do you get from this? What's the nature of the satisfaction?
It's exciting. It's people that whose work I admire. I'm an actress myself, and, like, I would love for people to feel the same way about me one day, you know, just to get that, like, that big kick out of just seeing me, you know what I mean?
Do you try to have a conversation or just get that photo?
It depends. Like, if they look busy, I will just ask for a quick picture and let them be on their way and thank them, but if they look like they're open to having a conversation, I'll definitely try.
Is anyone ever annoyed when you approach them, or do you get this pretty much the same reaction from everybody because you have a technique? What's that like?
My technique, I guess, so far has worked for me. There have been people who've just blatantly ignored me, and I was just like, okay, I won't ask them for anything if I ever see them again.
Sharon Paul,
yes.
Do you want to give out your Facebook page so people can see these pictures or no?
That's fine with me. That album is public. So, yes, my Facebook is facebook.com/Sharon Paul.
And you have just finished shooting a pilot, we will mention, for a sketch comedy show, DC9, at a new network called Embrace, to premiere in October.
Yes, so, 10-10-10.
10-10-10.
Yeah.
That's right. And anybody born, let's see, what is it, 3 weeks from today is going to be born on 8-9-10.
That's pretty cool.
Have that for their whole lives. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Good luck to you. Yulia in Brooklyn. Hi, Yulia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You ever run into a celebrity?
Yeah, I have a great little story. My mom was visiting from Connecticut, and we were going out to dinner on Park Avenue dressed up, and all of a sudden I see a trench coat and a hat walking towards me like a little man with an Asian woman, and all I see is little beady eyes looking at me, and then I look, and it's Woody Allen. And I was like, oh, my God, Mom, Woody Allen, he's looking at us. He's checking us out. And that was really funny.
When you say checking you out, what do you mean by that?
You know, we were dressed up. I was wearing, like, 4-inch heels, and his eyes were just, like, zeroed in. Like, he did, like, a whole little scan. It was really funny.
So did you try to talk to him?
No, you know, I feel like I run into, like, every celebrity being in New York for 9 years, and they're people. I just let them live their life. If, you know, if they bump into me, they say hello or something, that's cool. But they're people. They're,
so this was more like...
3,000 people saying hello.
Yeah, so you don't go up to anybody.
I try to leave him alone.
So this was more like Woody Allen having a Yulia from Brooklyn encounter than the other way
yes.
around.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your call. Ken in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
So?
Many years ago... I was called for jury duty back in the days when you had to report every day for a period of 2 weeks. And this was in a civil case. And we became aware as the week went on that there was one particular courtroom which was having great difficulty filling a jury. But the people who kept returning from this jury room were under instructions not to talk about it. So this went on for several days. Finally, on Friday afternoon, they called a double panel in and explained that this involved a suit between a member of the phone company and the post office. And that
you got to get to the celebrity part of this story.
Everybody who was connected with either one of those was thrown off the jury. And in those days, those were two instruments that paid the full wages for people during their jury duty. So out of 40-odd people, half of them were thrown out. And they began
Ken, we're running out of time.
The selection of the jury.
Who was the celebrity?
And eventually there were three of us left with three chairs left in the jury. And I was called and passed muster. And the next person called was Joseph Heller.
Ah, of Catch-22 fame, etc. So, Ken, real briefly, you were on this jury with Joseph Heller. And did you treat him like a celebrity?
Well, this was shortly after Catch-22 had appeared in paperback. And they began routine questioning of Heller.
Ken, you got to tell us what you did. You got to tell us what
you
did.
I'm
sorry, I can't stand it anymore. Ken, we tried. But we only have so much time. So you'll have to come on again and tell us what happened to the defendant and then what you did with Joseph Heller or not. All right. Artie in Forest Hills. Artie, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, hi. I've run into a number of people. I've been the longest time I spent with one was Alama Jamal down in one of the nightclubs. But the funniest one, because I'm the extrovert, my wife's the introvert, was coming out of Lincoln Center one night from a concert. I saw Dr. Ruth. And I just walked over, and I said, hi, hello, and we wound up walking out arm-in-arm together with a 6-foot-tall escort behind us and my wife behind that, and I'm just arm-in-arm with Dr. Ruth walking out of Lincoln Center. And like I said, my attitude basically is you smile, you say hello, you say, gee, you've done some nice work, and if they act like they don't want to talk to you, move on. And if they are like people, and most stars and celebrities are just ordinary people, when you talk to them, they'll talk, and if they don't want to, walk away from it.
Artie, thank you. Yeah, Elle on our Facebook page writes, I saw Kurt Russell with Goldie Hawn years ago. I spilled coffee on his dog. I said sorry. And one day someone on the subway tripped on my feet and hurt my toe. I called out to him, moron, don't klutz on my feet. After he walked out of the subway car, my neighbor said, you just called Mikhail Baryshnikov a klutz. Eddie in Manhattan, you encounter celebrities all the time in your line of work, don't you?
Yes, Brian. I'm a limo driver who drove a lot of stars, which half of them I don't even know who they are. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the last one I drove was a Halle Berry I picked up at Teterboro going to Manhattan, but I don't know who she was until we arrived to the hotel. A bunch of paparazzi started shooting pictures, and I pulled one of the photographs. I said, who's that? Who she was? And they told me it was Halle Berry. I said, oh, okay.
And then what about when you know who they are? Is there a limo driver's code of conduct?
Well, technically, we're not allowed to talk to them unless they talk to us. But I did pick up Mel Gibson and a bunch of other guys. But I never even tell them anything. I just know who they are, and I just drop them wherever they're going. I drop them off. I say thank you. I never asked for an autograph. I never said anything else.
Eddie,
you know, I treat them like any other person in New York City who I drive.
Thank you for your call. Kathleen in Manhattan. Kathleen, you were mistaken for a celebrity?
Well, there was a period of time when my hair was pretty short, and I was constantly being mistaken for Jamie Lee Curtis. Once I was walking down Central Park South, and one of the hack drivers stood up in his cab with a passengers in the back and was screaming, "Jamie Lee, Jamie Lee," and everyone on the street was staring at me. And then, of course, when they looked more closely, they, you know, everyone is disappointed. But it really gave me a sense of what it's like to be a celebrity and have.
Did it give you the give you the willies in a way?
No, it's an invasion. But anyway, so one day I was in Los Angeles in the supermarket, and who's in front of me in line but Jamie Lee Curtis? And I never normally talk. I lived in L.A. for years, and you learn not to talk to them. But there she is. So I said, I'm just going to say something. This has been going on for years. And I said to her, excuse me, I just have to tell you that over the years, and she stopped me, she said, people have told me you look like me, don't you? Didn't they? And I said, yes, they did. And she said, well, let me tell you, I'm flattered that they think I look as good as you do.
Oh, that's
sweet.
It
was so gracious.
She was very, very gracious.
Very gracious.
And Kathleen, thank you. That's a wonderful story on which to end. You can keep posting them on our Facebook page or our web page. Lots of stories up there. You can read other folks' encounters and post your own. And we thank guest producer Adrian Press for coming up with this idea for the celebrity sighting segment. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.